very aggressive, and I was playing very good, and she didn't put too many first serves, so maybe that was the key. And the second set, I started a bit down with the legs, not putting too much the ball, and she was coming to the court, so more first serve, so that was a big difference between the first and the second set. And the third was very near, many breaks, and very near the score.
When you made this motion with your finger to your lips, what was the message that you were given?
No, I was, of course, I was very nervous in the 5-4 to go 5-all in the tiebreak. I heard the crowd, never hear the crowd like that strong. Was I was shaking for the crowd. It was unbelievable good. That was I think I will remember forever that moment. And of course the point after I was nervous, I was, now you don't scream, like they didn't scream, but of course it was the crowd was for her, totally for her, so was, I don't know why I did like that.
You weren't angry?
No, I was not angry. I was with the tension, with the adrenaline in the body, so I was just, I don't know how to explain it.
You're playing such an up and down match. I mean, 6-0, 6-0, and then a tiebreak.
Yeah. It's
like three different, completely different matches.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Yeah, how I said before, I started very good in the first set. She was not putting too much first serve, so I was aggressive with her second serve, and it was good for me. I don't know, this time, this thing happens sometimes in tennis, the match can change a lot, and I was just trying to keep focus also in the second, but I stopped a bit, I was a bit tired, and I stopped my legs a bit, not pushing too much, and she was coming in, so after the second I just tried to relax a bit and try to put again my body 100%.
Sarah, when you're preparing for a match against Venus, do you factor in the American crowd and think about that before you go into the match?
Sorry?
Do you think before you play someone like Venus in her home country, do you think about the crowd and how that may play a factor in the match?
No, not really. I just was thinking about that Venus is a great player, unbelievable player. Every time I play against her, she was won against me very easy. So I thought that I had to make my level higher, try to be much more aggressive than any time, and try to keep focus at every point, even if I'm going down, like in the second, just keep going and try to be focused as I can.
Any more questions in English?
And to come away with that win and in that atmosphere, and to, you know, I mean, just talk about sort of the emotions of
unbelievable. As I said before, the crowd was amazing. Even if it was not for me, it was for her. But to hear that scream of all the people, I think I will remember always.
How would you describe your accomplishment today?
My what?
Your accomplishment, what you achieved by beating Venus Williams in this type of match. How would you describe it?
I don't know what does it mean.
Describe how you feel winning such a big match.
Yeah, I'm very happy, of course. You can win, you can lose this match in 7-6 in the third. 2 weeks ago, I won one match 7-6 in the third, and the day after I lost 7-6 in the third. So this match can change with nothing, with 1 point in the 5-all in the tiebreak. I made that volley unbelievable. If I don't do that, maybe I lose. So of course it can change with 1 or 2 points, but of course I'm very happy of how I play all the match today. Even if I lose, I think I improved my game from the last days, try to push, try to change a bit my game. Of course I like to play not that aggressive, but I know that with Venus and on that court you have to be more aggressive than I can.
What are your thoughts on the level of Venus's play now, given that she's 34 years old and she's overcome an illness to participate? How do you think she's playing, and what do you make of the way she's doing things?
I think she's playing unbelievable. I really don't know how I won today. Of course, I think Venus is playing very good today. Maybe she didn't put too many first serve. Maybe she can make me feeling a bit worse if she put a lot of her serve, and today she didn't put too much, and also in the second I was very aggressive and was good for me, so maybe sometimes it's difficult to play against her because her serve is unbelievable, and even in the baseline with her forehand she's making a lot of points, so it's not easy to play against her, but I think she's an unbelievable player.
You're playing your next match against Madonna, who was just in here and described her victory over Halep as, she said, it was the best day of her life. When asked if she felt like she was born again, she said yes. She is full of enthusiasm and full of, she's riding a wave of confidence for sure. What do you expect from this match?
Yeah, I know her, she hitting very strong the ball, so it's not easy to play against her for that, because she hit the ball really strong, and it's not easy to move, to play, so for the moment, relax and be happy for today, and from tomorrow, I think tomorrow we have double, and then thinking about the match, of course, will be not easy. She's playing very good if she won against Halep, so I have to be concentrated and try to keep on with my game.
Any word English?